We are joined this morning by New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Governor, good morning. Welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. Great to have you with us today.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I am doing well. It's been a busy news week, as you know.
Yeah.
You know, it is sadness all over the area. And, of course, Maine is in lockdown again today. Shelter in place orders remain. You know, I they are our neighboring state. You know, a lot of people there. I was just saying on the radio that everybody seems to know somebody. That 6 degrees of separation. We all kind of know somebody in that area, hoping that they're safe and protected from what's going on there. And as the days and hours go on, you kind of wonder, hopefully they'll catch this particular person. I know New Hampshire has been very much involved with this. Tell us a little bit about the response that New Hampshire has had for the state of Maine.
Sure. Well, look, like you just said, it's a very tight-knit community up there. It's a tight-knit community across New England. So, you know, what happens when you have an emergency, whatever it might be, it could be a flood, a fire, a shooting, a tragedy, whatever it is, we all kind of lean on each other. So as soon as the call came into our emergency response center, our state police had a helicopter sent over there. We have some pretty high-tech thermal imagery cameras that will help and continue to help in the search. Right now, it's an all-hands-on-deck effort on the search. I mean, that's really what it is. So we've had our SWAT teams up there. We've had what we call our major crime units up there, our detectives helping them follow up hundreds of different potential leads. It could be someone that thinks they saw someone, which, again, we're very much pushing this. If you see something, say something. If you have any sense that there could be this individual in the area, please let folks know. We don't believe there's an imminent threat to New Hampshire right now, so that's the good news. But again, we're all so tight, and we don't know where he is. So they're following up on hundreds of different leads up there. They searched his home and some other buildings and facilities last night that he had known to have connection in, looking for any bit of information or evidence that they can find to track things down. On the medical side, I mean, obviously, you know, we made sure that our hospitals on the night of the incident were prepared for any sort of overflow triage. We had our state police driving extra blood and things like that up to the Maine medical facilities to make sure that they had all the resources they need. I think the Maine medical facilities actually did a very, very good job handling. I mean, that's just an onslaught of a crisis and triage level that you never really anticipate, but you train for it. You prepare for it, and they seem like they did a very good job there. So, you know, just trying to keep an eye on the victims. Hopefully folks are healing up. Hopefully, those that were in critical condition can move to more stabilized circumstances over the next few days. And again, we're just it's a New England wide manhunt right now. I mean, obviously focused in Maine, but everyone's helping. I know the folks in Massachusetts came up and relieved some of our guys just so they could get a little rest for a few hours last night. So, you know, as far as I can tell, most states are participating in some way with the assistance, but everyone has kind of lended their resources and to whatever Maine might need.
Yeah, I know. And I know even in fact the New Hampshire State Police helicopter has been very visible in the news. It's been in Maine for at least 24 to 48 hours or so, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I don't. My sense is it's not going to be leaving anytime soon. I mean, it depending on you know when we do catch this guy. I mean, you have hundreds and hundreds of people on the ground searching the woods, searching the rivers, searching buildings. I mean, really everything. And it's unfortunate because obviously, you know, the citizens that are up there, they are gripped in fear. Understandably, they're scared. They're in a shelter in place position. You know, no one's going to feel safe. I think, and you know, truly safe until this individual is apprehended. You know, if anything, it's one individual. So, you know, he does have some training. It looks like he might have been former Army or current Army Reserve. So, you know, all you can do is kind of put every resource you have on it, all the folks on the ground, follow every lead up, take nothing for granted, and leave no stone unturned. And that's what they'll continue to do until they find him.
Yeah, Governor Chris Sununu joining us for a few moments here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. I wanted to ask you, Governor, every time this happens, you know, we say, obviously, that it's never happened this close. You kind of wonder, and the debate always happens again about gun control, the type of guns. Do you sense, once again, that this is going to change the conversation on what guns should be legalized in this country?
I'm sure the conversation is going to happen. It always happens following a shooting, and the conversation will happen in D.C., and they'll go back and forth, and maybe they do something, they probably do nothing. I mean, that's just the way it is. Again, you know, we have our firearms laws in New Hampshire where you know, they've served us well. If anything, this type of incident and the incidents you've seen around the country have shown no one's immune. I don't like to say no one is safe, right, because we do rely on, and we have wonderful local law enforcement that do keep our community safe. But, you know, in moments of crisis, of mental crisis and tragedy like this, it really can, let's understand, it can happen anywhere. So, you know, we're not having those discussions on politics and laws and all that kind of stuff right now. All of our effort right now is just helping Maine, whether it's on the medical side, support for the victims, but most importantly on the safety side, making sure that we're providing whatever resources we can to chase this guy down. So, yeah, that discussion always happens after this stuff. I mean, you know, we'll see where it goes.